be monitored and recorded to ensure quality customer service.
Thank you so much for holding for managed services. This is Paul. I'd love to help you. What's your first name, please?
Yeah, hi, Paul. My name is Rick, R-I-C.
Hi, Rick. Good to talk to you.
Before
we get started, I want to get your callback number there in Florida, 850-633-4995. Is that a good number?
Yep, that will do it, yes.
Great. And I'm ready for a customer number, please. Do you have that?
Okay, customer number is 523-6708.
Oh, that's a short oldie but goodie.
It's been a while.
What's the four-digit PIN for that account, Rick?
8660.
8660. Thank you. Based on my memory of a previous life, 850, that's the panhandle of Florida. Am I right on that?
Well, that's where the number's assigned to. We're over on the East Coast. We're right on the Atlantic between Vero Beach and Sebastian.
Got it. Okay. So you moved, apparently, right? You exercised your freedom. All right. So I'm on the site. I see the Blue Funk server. Is the call about that server migrating, or is it down?
It's down, and I didn't fully realize it until last night. We can't get to our website. Can't access anything on – we can't get into our FTP site. Some emails are making it, some are not.
Okay, let me go ahead and restart the server. Usually that'll solve it. Bear with me.
Okay.
I had a number of calls of this nature today, so.
Oh, so I'm not the only one.
You're in the presence of Santa giving us a big rock like Charlie Brown.
I got a little coal that I hadn't unwrapped yet. Apparently, that was the surprise.
Coal would be nice. Any fossil fuel would be really nice.
Well, at this time of year,
rocks.
Okay. We're starting a migration. I think the auto migration is like next week, and I didn't get anything. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's it. There must be another issue here.
No, definitely is not that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Let me explain. I'm restarting the server right now as we speak.
Okay.
Our auto migration team is kind of backlogged here. You're set for auto migration delayed until January 2nd. That's probably going to get pushed.
Okay.
What we're doing with our customers is we're sending emails out when we're 5 days away from actually migrating your server, but then we're making it really official by sending an email the day before. That's your real starting point to pay attention to those emails. If we need to send a second 5-day email, we will.
Okay.
But ordinarily, the day before migration occurs, that's what you pay attention to. So hang tight. Let me see where we stand on the server reboot.
Okay, so there's a chance that we could be backed up here a little bit.
I expect that to happen. Nine times out of ten, I can get the server restarted using our own internal tools. And look at that. Its server has restarted.
Oh, it's back up and running? Well, I'm pulling it, trying to get up Google now. I'm on actually calling from our studio here. And let me go in and see if I can open mail. You're telling me that we're set. I don't understand all this technology. That's why I was panicking here, because I couldn't get hold of anybody today. And then our email is through, email. Let's see if I can hear. I needed to send out some program links today. And, of course, the FTP wasn't working. Let me check here and see if
this is ThisWeekInAmerica.us?
Yes.
Is that the one?
Yep.
Let's return to This Week in America.
Yep. Sorry about
your
that.
Host, Rick Bratt.
That's there. So that seems to be up. And so emails will be working too. It was strange because I couldn't get them from Yahoo. I could send to our Yahoo account, but I couldn't get them from Yahoo. So, but anyway, you've restarted it and we're all back and ready to roll.
Agreed. Yeah.
I like that
Rick and the Gang drop down. That's a nice website. Rick Bratton, Sean Bratton, Scott Pinkerton. Is he related to the Pinkertons of the detective fame?
I wish that was the case. Then we wouldn't have had to finance the business to get started. We could have just written it off.
We still needed
a bank loan to get started. But that's it. And we've been doing this for a number of years. And this was the weekend, especially the holiday weekend. Everybody downloaded all their shows before, and they won't be doing it again until tomorrow.
Oh.
So it worked out well. So, Paul, thank you. It's a lifesaver. Thank you so much for taking care of this. And I really appreciate this. And then we'll wait for the email. Oh, I want to ask you one question. I've got, when we've got the new server in my shopping cart, I've got the new server. The last gentleman I talked to put it over there.
Okay.
When should I sign up for that? Should I do that like several days before the migration?
No, I would actually wait until the migration is, as the dust settled on that migration, before you purchase the new server, and then you'll migrate to that.
Okay.
That's what I would expect you to do.
Okay. Wasn't sure what to do, and I have that there and wanted to make sure I was doing that right. So, perfect. I am all set. I'm going to take a deep breath, go have lunch, and enjoy the rest of the weekend. You've been great, Paul. Thank you so much for this. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rick. Good talking to you.
Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Likewise.
Bye. Okay, that's done.